James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Good morning, dear Fran. You talk about the Cardinal Pell. Well, he's in the papers, the Herald Sun. The heat on Pell. Abuse victim alleges Cardinal tried to bribe him to keep quiet. And the Sydney Morning Herald. Child sex abuse. Royal Commission to look at immigration detention. It's demanded the Immigration Department hand over documents in a move that could eventually see the inquiry widen into the detention centres, Nauru and so forth, and The Age. Royal Commission puts heat on child detention. The Canberra Times, Nobel laureate J.M. Coetzee, among 50 international lawyers, academics, artists, writers, signing an open letter protesting the ACT's kangaroo cull. Also this month has seen a second Greens leader step down. First, Christine Milne federally, now Kim Booth in Tasmania. The Hobart Mercury, shock as Green leaves. The 63-year-old former sawmiller has been in public life for 35 years. West Australia has a Shirley Finn bombshell. A former WA police officer has broken his 40-year silence to reveal how fellow officers threatened to kill him if he went public with vital evidence linking police to the murder of brothel madam Shirley Finn in 1975, a notorious case in the West. He's given a sworn statement to the Corruption and Crime Commission saying he saw Mrs. Finn drinking with detectives at 11:30 on the night of her murder. Till now, the last confirmed sighting, 9:30, 2 hours earlier. The Adelaide Advertiser, in the line of ire. Widespread backlash as State Treasurer hits households with another tax grab, and there's an inside exclusive first look of the nation's most powerful ship. It's a HMAS Hobart. It'll be launched this Saturday at ASC's Osborne Shipyard. Green Fleece, the Courier Mail. Activists caught out in dishonest Great Barrier Reef scare campaign. Conned. They've got a picture of coral totally wiped out, but it's actually coral that was wiped out in the Philippines by the typhoon, and the suggestion was that it was a Great Barrier Reef coral. Let's look at the Australian. Fighters risk citizenship. Almost 300 stopped leaving the country as coalition cracks down on terrorist supporters. Second-generation Australians involved in terrorism face being stripped of their citizenship, along with dual nationals, as part of an Abbott government effort to tighten national security laws. And the Australian Financial Review, Beijing turns to Brazil in an iron ore deal. That's an important international development on this war between civil war, I suppose, between the head of Fortescue Metals, BHP, and Rio Tinto. And, of course, a croc story in the Northern Territory News. In fact, many croc stories. It's just a trophy kill. Croc beheaded near Timber Creek. Baby croc black market. Police investigate two men trying to sell baby crocodiles. Croc mauls geese. Baby goose dies. Parents injured on corroboree Billabong. It's our most croctastic edition ever, Fran.
Thank you very much, James.